Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, we're going to head over to Barnes County, visit with the Extension agent now, Randy Grunick. And Randy, Friday, smoke is in the air here. I'm assuming you're dealing with smoke as well today.
Yes, we are. It's something that you can kind of taste when you go outside. So.
It kind of hits you in the face a little bit.
Yeah. It reminds me of camping, you know, around a campfire.
It does. I can't tell you how many people that I talked to yesterday, especially bad yesterday, but they kind of felt like something was on fire, like the building was on fire or somebody had a campfire, and then they realized it was this darn smoke from up north. But yeah, we thought we better check in with you. It's been a strange growing season with the weather that we've been dealing with, and somebody will get rain, others will not, and it's just been excessively dry. So how are the crops looking in Barnes County right now?
You know, all things considered, I think that they're better than what I was expecting and what a lot of people are expecting. Hearing some early wheat yields, it sounds like they're very variable. We're not going to have any what we would call normal yields, but they're respectable yields, and the quality is good. Sounds like the test weights are good. Protein levels are good. So at least we have a quality wheat product, and we're going to have some bushels to sell.
That's good.
So not our normal yield, but certainly given the fact that with the heat and the dryness that we've had, I think we're pretty fortunate to be able to get what we are getting.
I should ask about insects because, you know, there's been more and more reports of grasshoppers, and some areas it's getting crazy. I saw a photo yesterday where an entire power pole was covered. That was up north, north central North Dakota, covered with grasshoppers. So insects in your county, what are we looking at?
Well, I think that's one of the things we're going to have to monitor with wheat harvest now, is we have some grasshoppers that were in those wheat fields. They're certainly going to be on the move, and I think that, you know, the real vulnerable crop, most vulnerable crop, is going to be soybeans, and so we're going to really want to be watching the margin and the edges where they could potentially move in and cause some feeding damage. So far, I've heard reports of some, but very limited damage, so not something that's causing us a yield loss yet, but something we need to just kind of keep monitoring.
Add it to the list for the growing season of 2021. Wanted to ask you about livestock situation. Concerns in your county for feed, hay, forage, you know, those type of things?
Yeah, there's just been no regrowth on grass this year. Very little growth in the spring, so it's just kind of a dire situation for a lot of people. Some people have been fortunate to find some areas where that maybe haven't been grazed much in the past, or some areas to move some cattle if there's water there. So we got a lot of guys trying to haul water or testing water to make sure that it's safe for livestock to be able to use. But you know, I think we're certainly going to have some producers that are probably going to early pregnancy test and get some of those open cows down the road early, and some of them are probably going to have to do some further reductions beyond that. So not a good situation on the livestock side right now. It's certainly, I think, they're the ones that are very heavily impacted by this and don't have a lot of good options. We're still hoping, I think, that we can get a good corn crop. If we can get some rain on this corn and get maybe some corn stover out of these fields, maybe have an early corn harvest, get some corn stover. That might be some feed that some guys can use. And also, certainly some guys have the ability to chop some silage, maybe chop a little bit of extra corn to make up for the lack of hay that they have to try to get these cows through winter.
Are you getting normal-looking corn? I mean, is it kind of progressing? I actually found my first corn and wheat crops. It was in Cass County that actually looked somewhat normal yesterday. Almost drove into the ditch. But things looking normal when you kind of drive around?
Well, it's hard to describe normal in North Dakota sometimes. But right. I do think that one of the things that we did have is we didn't always have real even germination. So fortunately now, most all of the corn has tasseled. Early pollination looks like it's actually pretty good. It looks like we didn't have an issue, even though we had some heat and drought stress at the time. It looks like we got good pollination. Now the key is going to be that the potential is there, but without rain, we're really concerned about. Yeah. Corn starts losing kernels on the very tip of the ear, and then it moves down, and so very concerned that without some rain, some of those ears are going to start shrinking in terms of length, and some of them could potentially get quite short. But
okay.
So there's some potential there. I don't know that we'll. A lot of guys are certainly are hoping for less than normal yields, but we're certainly hoping to get something that you know might be above what our insurance guarantee for a lot of guys would be. Would certainly be a real benefit. So,
okay.
But we're gonna need some rain. I looked at a couple weather stations, you know, that we have in the county, one at Daisy, one at Fingal, and you know Fingal was the big winner in all of July and that was, you know, 30 hundredths. Daisy only had 8 hundredths of rain in all of July. So certainly this corn has been living on stored soil moisture. Those areas that were prevent plant fields from last year, it's been hanging in there much, much better than I thought. But you can also see places where, you know, a lot of years on corn we have drown out areas. And this year we have the dry out areas. Any place there's a sand ridge, any place that there was you know, a little bit salty. You see some corn that won't even have ears. So instead of having the zeros on the drown out areas this year, we're going to have the zeros on the sand ridges and the real dry areas. So that will pull our yield down as well. So that's kind of where we are, I think, with our corn crop. And beans are kind of hanging in there. They're going to be shorter than normal this year, but we're going to need some rain to make sure that we can get multiple beans in those pods filled, and we're still trying to, you know, set pods. We hope we don't slough any pods, but so certainly rain would be the cure for what ails us on the corn and the beans right now.
And the hard part about that is, and I've heard that quite a few times over the last few days, that the crops are still hanging in there, but they need some rain. But the bad news on the other side is I'm just not sure where that rain is going to come from in the near future. So especially with the smoke, because it's keeping the temperature down, so it's not spawning the severe weather now, or the, you know, at least the, it seems like that's the only rain we get now is severe weather. So it's going to be interesting. Cross our fingers. We still could get some rain.
Yeah.
Is any combines rolling around for like small grains for wheat and stuff?
Yeah, we've got quite a bit of wheat combined already. And so, that's going very well in terms of where we are. You know, a lot of times we end up with a kind of waiting for, 10 days or a couple weeks, because we have some of these late tiller heads that are still green and the main stem heads are ripe. Well, and this year, our tillers, a lot of them burned off, so we're dealing with mostly main stem heads. And so I think the maturity is much more even this year on the wheat, so they've been able to get in, and some of the fields have been ready to go earlier than what they would typically be. So we've got some guys that got a lot of wheat off already. So
very good.
Starting to see some wheat coming off. I know there's going to also be really high demand for straw this year. You know, some of the livestock guys are looking for any straw they can get their hands on, either for bedding or for feeding, either one. So I know some of the guys are dropping some straw that maybe don't normally drop straw, because there's just a tremendous demand for straw this fall.
Sure. Randy, last question for you. We'll end on a good note. I know you have a plot tour coming up. You want to give us some details on that?
We do. I work with the Carrington Research Extension Center, and we do a Fingal corn plot tour in the fall. And this year, we're going to be on Thursday, August 12th. We start at 8:00 at the Fingal plot tour site, and then following the tour, we do a breakfast. And so it's this plot's located 6 miles west of Fingal, and we have postcards going out that producers should be looking for. And if you have interest, give me a call at the Extension office, 845-8528, and we'll give you more information.
Again, that was Randy Grunig, the Extension agent from Barnes County. We'll be back with more Farm Talk in just a moment.